All right, ready to dive into something that's been making waves. Icaria Lean Belly Juice. You know, the one promising to unlock a faster metabolism. We're going deeper, though, beyond the hype.
That sounds good to me.
What's really going on with this drink?
Well, it all kind of starts with something you might not expect. Ceramides.
Ceramides?
Yeah, they're these tiny lipid molecules, super important for us, especially for, like, healthy skin.
Okay, so essential, good for our skin, I'm following.
But the folks behind Icaria Lean Belly Juice, their thinking is when you get too many ceramides, they think it might actually slow down metabolism.
Interesting. So like tiny little roadblocks on our metabolic highway.
You could think of it that way, yeah, making it harder to lose weight.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So how does this juice tackle that?
Right, well, that's where the ingredients get interesting. It's this blend. They've got traditional stuff, scientifically backed things, all aimed at that healthy metabolism.
Give me an example.
Sure. So fucoxanthin, it's a compound. You find it in certain seaweeds.
Yep.
Used traditionally in Asia, and there's some early research saying it might help turn fat cells into energy.
Wow. Seaweed as a, like, fat-burning powerhouse. That's not your average ingredient. What else?
Let's see. Another big one is Panax ginseng. Long history in East Asia. Icaria Lean Belly Juice. They're highlighting how it might help shrink fat cells. Plus, revving up your metabolism.
Okay, so we're talking about boosting metabolism, converting fat into energy, anything else?
Oh, yeah. Then there's bioperine. That's an extract from black pepper.
Black pepper, huh?
It's known for helping your body absorb nutrients better. But they're claiming it also helps reduce how many new fat cells your body makes. So less fat storage overall.
So multi-pronged approach. Interesting. But what about those really stubborn fat deposits? The ones that just never seem to budge?
Ah, well, they try to address that, too. They've got taraxacum in the mix.
Taraxacum.
More commonly known as dandelion.
Dandelion. Okay.
It's got a long history of use, good for digestion. Their thinking is, if your digestion is good, liver's working well, it might help break down that tougher fat.
Makes sense. Healthy liver, crucial for all sorts of things. And it definitely plays a role in how our body deals with fat.
Absolutely. And there's more. They've also got citrus pectin in there. It's a fiber you find in fruit.
Okay. So fiber, good for digestion.
Thought to help with that and maybe even reduce those cravings. You know, the ones that can throw us off track.
Oh, yeah. I know those cravings. So it's not just going after the fat directly, but also giving our system a boost and even helping with the mental side of things.
Exactly.
Pretty comprehensive. What about milk thistle? I thought that was good for the liver, too.
Yeah, right? It is. Milk thistle is known for that. Active ingredients called silymarin, believed to help protect the liver, detoxify it. And like we were saying, a healthy liver is key for burning fat effectively.
Makes sense.
Plus, they added a mix of 8 super antioxidants, beetroot, acai extract, that kind of thing. Generally good for you.
Wow, that's a lot packed in there. But, okay. All these potent ingredients, I'm curious, what's it actually taste like?
You know, that's one thing that kind of surprised me. Looking at what people are saying, they seem to genuinely like the taste, describing it as refreshing, fruity.
Really? I was imagining something more, I don't know, earthy with all those natural ingredients.
Nope, not at all. So we've got this unique blend targeting those ceramides, supporting healthy metabolism, and apparently tastes good too.
Sounds promising. But does it actually work? That's the big question.
Right. To answer that, we need to hear from the people who've actually tried it. Yeah, one story, Greg's it really kind of stood out. He said he lost a good chunk of weight, 27.5 pounds. And get this, in just 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Wow.
And what's more, he didn't even like completely change his diet. Still had his regular meals, even enjoyed, you know, some wine, some beer.
So not feeling deprived. That's good. Especially if you're still seeing results. Any other stories like that?
Oh, for sure. Nancy's, hers was pretty amazing, too. Lost 32 pounds, but it took her like 3 months.
Okay, so longer time frame.
But what's really cool is how she talks about the changes. Beyond just the weight, more confident, had way more energy, keeping up with her kids. That's what it's all about, right?
For sure. Not just the number on the scale, but actually feeling good inside and out.
Yeah.
Sounds like a real transformation.
Yeah. And then there's Debbie. She lost, let me see, almost 24 pounds, 8 weeks for her. She talked about how emotional it was, seeing those results. Like, it hits you, you know, that feeling that it's working, you're on the right path.
Makes sense. So the inspiring stories, definitely. But are those typical? What does the science actually say about all these ingredients?
Right. Good question. Personal stories are great, but we got to look at the evidence, too. A lot of these individual ingredients in Icaria, they have shown promise in studies.
Okay, so there is some research backing it up.
Yeah, like fucoxanthin, some research suggests it could help with fat burning. Panax ginseng, there's studies on that for boosting metabolism.
So some support, at least ingredient by ingredient.
Exactly. But Icaria's big thing is this synergy idea. Like, they're all working together, supposed to be more powerful that way.
Makes sense. Teamwork, each one doing its part, but together they're stronger.
Right. Now, important to point out, the research on the whole formula, that's still ongoing, but this whole idea of combining natural ingredients like this, it's getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure. Okay, so we've talked ceramides, the ingredients, these testimonials. What are the specific benefits? What are they claiming?
Well, like we've been saying, faster metabolism, more energy, those are the big ones. They also talk about feeling younger, that whole vitality thing, and reducing craving.
Oh, that's a big one. Late night snack attacks, anyone.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're going after a lot of those common things people struggle with.
Definitely seems that way. Okay, so someone wants to try this juice. What are their options?
They've got a few different packages, depends what you're looking for. 30-day, 90-day, 180-day. The bigger ones, like the 3 and 6 bottle packages, they've got some extras too.
Extras like a what?
Well, there's this anti-aging blueprint, a guide for making smoothies for energy, even VIP coaching, help you stay on track, that kind of thing.
VIP coaching. Wow, that's pretty cool. Shows they're invested in people actually succeeding.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. But of course, what if you try it and it's just not for you?
Happens, right?
Well, they do have a money back guarantee,
Uh-huh.
so you can try it out. No big risk. Don't like it, get your money back.
Okay, that takes some of the pressure off.
Ugh.
So we've covered a lot. The science, ingredients, heard from some people, even how to get it. Big picture, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think what's really fascinating is that eCurry is taking this multifaceted approach,
Yeah.
targeting those ceramides, supporting healthy metabolism, helping digestion, even those cravings. It's like a whole body perspective, you know?
Yeah, definitely fits with that whole trend, people wanting more natural solutions,
Yeah.
thinking about how everything's connected.
Exactly. Now, individual results, those are going to vary. Always good to check with your doctor, but it's an interesting option if you're looking for that natural support.
It really makes you think about all the different factors at play. Okay, so we've explored the science behind Icaria Lean Belly Juice, dug into those ingredients, even heard from people who've tried it. Before we wrap up, though, I'm kind of curious, what are your thoughts on, like, the whole ceramides thing? Is that connection to metabolism something worth, looking into more?
Yeah, that's a good point. The research on ceramides, specifically how they affect metabolism, it's still kind of, I don't know, developing, I guess. But it is fascinating to think about, right? These tiny little molecules maybe having a big impact on our weight shows you how complex our bodies are.
It really does. Always something new to learn about our health.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what I like about this whole deep dive into Icaria Lean Belly Juice. It kind of encourages us to think outside the box, right?
Yeah.
Explore different approaches when it comes to well-being. It's not about some quick fix, but more about like understanding and making choices.
I like that. No magic bullets, just informed decisions. Well, we've certainly uncovered a lot today, from the science to the ingredients to, real people's experiences. If anyone listening is interested in learning more about Icaria Lean Belly Juice, maybe even trying it out, we'll have a link in the show notes.
Always good to do your own research too, of course.
Absolutely. Taking an active role in your health, that's always a win. Until next time, everyone, stay curious, keep exploring, and keep finding that knowledge that helps you live your best life.